Listener, it is one half of your hosting compliment, DJ Evil Dave, with a bonus episode for this weird time we're currently living in. I follow through social media several music-loving groups, from Feed My Ears on Facebook to various people, DJs, bands, etc. on Twitter. And I've run across, on several occasions, a prompt to create a playlist for this social distancing and self-quarantining time. I've contributed a song here and there, but it got me thinking about creating a playlist for you, the listener. 10 songs chosen to reflect this current event. The pandemic that is COVID-19, and all the frustration, isolation, paranoia, and anger involved. I have a personal reason for this playlist as well, as a kind of self-therapy. Like many music lovers, I will turn to music as a mood stabilizer of sorts, or just a way to decompress. You see, Brandy and I, as some of you out there may already know, while it's not confirmed, we can pretty much figure that, yes, both Brandy and I have caught the virus. Brandy's coworker, she works in a small office, had been exposed to a person who is a confirmed case of having contracted COVID-19. And of course, since I cohabitate with Brandy, I have picked it up as well, so yes, I am afflicted. Brandy's been fortunate enough to work from home, but yes, it is exhausting even so. Meanwhile, I'm fortunate enough to have stored up some paid leave, and I've been using that to stay home and get some rest. You'll notice I'm not coughing a great deal, even though this virus does attack the lungs. I was surprised to find that coughing was one of the least frequent symptoms. It's very rare and occasional and mild, luckily. However, you can probably tell in the way I'm speaking, although I usually have kind of a staccato speaking style anyway, that I'm a bit short of breath. It kind of makes doing a podcast a little difficult, so I'll be taking breaths a little more often than usual. The kicker is the fever. It's pretty sustained, and it adds a little bit of fever brain, a little bit of confusion, which is listed as one of the symptoms. Little things like realizing that you didn't turn off the oven, so going back and turn off the oven. I was refilling the kitty's water bowl and forgot to put this little plastic stopper in it, and it just all came spilling out again. So it's little things like that, or going into a room and then forgetting why you went in there. Just little confusion things of just having a fever, and yeah, it kind of messes with you. It makes it difficult to speak. Reading's difficult. You'll be reading something and not being able to comprehend. Little things like that. Aches and pains is a big deal too, particularly my neck. My neck's been very sore. It seems to help if I take this wrap that usually you'd put in the microwave to warm up, you know, in case you have aches and pains. And I've been leaving it room temperature and putting it around my neck. It seems to help reduce the temperature and cool off my neck a little bit, make me a little more comfortable, and also add some relief to the muscles around my neck area. Kind of odd, you know, we do podcasts on astrology, and they say that Tauruses have difficulties with neck and shoulders, and that's where most of my pain has been residing. It's difficult to oxygenate the blood because, yes, the virus is attacking the lungs, hence the shortness of breath. And so if you get up a little too quickly, you might get a little woozy, or if you're standing for a while or a little active, you can start to kind of gray out a little. On several occasions, I've had tunnel vision. I haven't actually passed out like you see in the videos of people with COVID-19 just suddenly toppling over. Haven't had that, but yes, I've had moments where the corners of my eye kind of gray out, get a little tunnel vision, and I found that doing breathing exercises, like Taoist breathing exercises, meditation style, seems to help to oxygenate the blood. Also, getting circulation going, wiggling the toes, moving the arms, getting up, slowly moving around, shaking a leg or arms or something, just to help the blood flow and get the oxygen to your brain. Yeah, the coughing hasn't been that big of an issue. It's been everything else around it. Feeling a little bit better today, though right now the neck is sore and I am a little lightheaded. And yeah, you can tell that my breath is short. But it was yesterday in particular that was pretty bad. Randy's like a day ahead of me symptom-wise, so I kind of get an advance notice of what I can expect, and she seems to be doing well even with the asthma. That puts her a little bit more at risk. But luckily for us, the symptoms have been fairly mild, annoying more than anything else. But yeah, the fatigue and confusion, those are big kickers, and then of course the neck pain as well. So in compiling a quarantine or social distancing music playlist, I didn't want to take it in jest. I wanted to reflect kind of my own personal feelings about it while also presenting an entertaining half hour or so of music for your enjoyment. It's common amongst the dark alternative scene, whether in gothic music or industrial, to have songs about disease and all that surrounds it. Especially viruses, but yes, bacterial infections and other forms of disease as well. It's unusual for a band not to have some song regarding diseases. Frontline Assembly in particular seems to have a lot of songs about contagion. There's even a band called Contagion that was pretty big in the 90s, especially in the DJ club scene. And just then I had to take a little bit of a break to do some breathing exercises as I was getting a little lightheaded. Anyhow, the songs I've selected, many of them reflect the anger and frustration and fear and general dissatisfaction with the current events. So most of the songs are going to be an angry kind of EBM, like harsh EBM. There's a couple of gothic tunes thrown in there for good measure, and every once in a while, kind of a lighter song just to release the pressure a little bit. Add a little sugar to the goulash, I guess. And as usual, I'll read off the playlist. It's another 10-track mega mix that I've layered, so each song will more or less flow into the other without actually having modified other than volume, because I don't want, you know, a loud song, then a quiet song, then a loud song. I kind of wanted everything to bounce out a little bit. So that will be 10 tracks altogether, being 42 minutes from various artists, most of them EBM. And we start with Symptoms, the Disease Mix by Pape Fabrique. That comes from the Matrix Downloaded 001 that you can get free. Just Matrix Downloaded 001 into your Google, and should bring up a Bandcamp page where you can download that for a name your price kind of scenario. Solitude, the Halitan version by Black Canvas. That comes from Halitan Record Sampler 03, another free music sampler for your enjoyment. Fever Dream by Damsel in the Dollhouse, a favorite here from the Dark Corner. We enjoy Damsel in the Dollhouse. I believe she's in Montana, so pretty much a neighbor to us here in Utah. Human Disease by Sturm Reactor from the Fallout EP. And yes, that is Fallout as in the video game Fallout, which they sample in the title track. The linchpin of this playlist is Virus Minch by Moontote from the Insight EP. This is the first song I thought of to start the mix. Starting the second half, we have Pain by AEC, the Sex Drugs Sequence DJ promo. After that, So Sick by 1919 from the Revenge EP. Then we have Infected by Underscore TV Underscore, a very difficult band to find these days, and that comes off the album DK, and that's DKAY. A song that we've played before, but I decided to include it here because of the shortness of breath. I Can't Breathe by VTG from Dance Floor Game. Back in the Inside Outcast days, we actually interviewed Lawrence of VTG, and he is a delightful fellow. Finally, we have Pandemic by Escarlatina Obsessiva from the album Endemic. And that's your playlist of 10 songs, and I'll play this for you and get back to you with the songs in reverse order, as I have with previous shows. So with that, we'll begin with Pape Fabrique with Symptoms, the Disease Mix. We'll be right back.
ラクがある。それは人の心。
Sand. Du dachtest, du hast es gefunden. Doch du verlierst den Verstand. We'll be right back.
just had another little break to get my breathing under control again. So I hope you enjoyed that mix, but we'll go over the artists and the songs one last time. At the end there, we had Pandemic by Escarlatina Obsessiva. Before that, I Can't Breathe by VTG. Infected by TV. That's with underscores at either side. So Sick by 1919. Pain by AEC. Now, closing off the first half, we had Virus Minch by Moontote. Human Disease by Sturm Reactor. Fever Dream by Damsel in the Dollhouse. Solitude, the Hallaton version by Black Canvas. And starting us off, we had Symptoms, the Disease Mix by Paupé Fabrique. It's, I believe, Belgian, so I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that. I think it means doll factory or paper factory, something like that. Anyhow, that was my angry playlist for your enjoyment during this frustrating time, and I hope you could get a little bit of catharsis, a little bit of release from that in a musical therapy kind of fashion. Still haven't determined what we'll discuss in the next podcast, though. I might have just come up with something. But anyhow, thanks for listening to The Dark Corner. Podcasting seems to be the one industry not terribly affected by the social distancing and the shutting down of businesses and whatnot. I know some podcasts that have on special guests, they've had to do things a bit differently. And I was listening to Good Christian Fun, and they brought up a good point. Well, Kevin brought up a good point, in that podcasts aren't getting quite the download or listen numbers as you would expect, because nobody's commuting or working at their boring job. Usually a podcast, people listen to it as a commute or at work, and since people are doing neither of those things, they're instead watching movies, playing video games, catching up on reading. I have been trying to keep up on my podcasts, which is even more daunting now that it's Max Fun Drive over at Maximum Fun. A lot of our favorite podcasts are over on that network, and they are having their drive right now, which is a bit difficult considering the timing. So they've been releasing their bonus episodes to new and old members. And if you become a new member, you get access to everything before it too. So there's some fun new stuff on there, including An Adventure Zone with Matt Mercer of Critical Role. And some fun other things too, like a Friendly Fire episode on Contagion, if I'm not mistaken. Or Outbreak maybe. One of those movies. I think it was Outbreak. Anyhow, I'm just kind of babbling away now. But yes, thanks for listening. And I haven't noticed our download numbers slump too much during this time. So thank you for continuing to download and listen to our shows. And if you like us, please rate and review us. We only have 6 reviews and we're sitting at 3.5 stars because, yeah, we have a couple of 1 stars. Probably from some trolls. So, yeah, there's that. Anyhow, we love you. Stay safe. And we'll catch you possibly next week. Bye. You have been listening to the Dark Corner Podcast with Dave and Brandy Jacola. Find us on darkcornerpodcast.com. Follow me at darkcornercast on Twitter. Brandy is brandywine12, Brandy with an I. If you want to hear more from Brandy, check out Live From the Edge, either as the podcast on Trek FM or the YouTube channel. We have both a Facebook group and a fan page. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and recommend us to your strange friends, you know the ones. The Dark track was offered for free as a promotional item or was submitted by the artist or artist representative, and no copyright infringement is intended. The intro and outro music is Say by Dark Souls Day from the EP X Lives. You can find them on Bandcamp. As always, a special thank you goes to Mr. Tom Elliott for kindly hosting our website. If you have feedback or a topic recommendation, contact us on social media or email us at thedarkcornerpod@gmail.com. This is DJ Evil Dave, signing off.
Cornered.